It's game day in Houston. Warrior Sound at the Toyota Center as the Warriors and Rockets are set for Game 5 of the Western Conference Finals. And after morning shoot-around here in Houston, this is what we heard from head coach Steve Kerr.
Clay and Andre, any updates for us?
I believe Clay will play, but we're still listing him as questionable. We got to see how he feels in pregame. And Andre, again, incremental progress. And we'll see game time decision. He needs more treatment, and he'll probably warm up tonight, and we'll see what happens.
Did they both fully participate in shoot around today?
Clay didn't. Yeah, Andre didn't. Some of them.
Steve, how much of the Game 4 loss, there's obviously a lot of things going on in a loss like that, but how much do you attribute to just Kevin not making shots that he's kind of made all series before that?
No, I don't attribute it to that. You know, Kevin and Steph and Clay, they're obviously capable of saving a game with shot making, but we didn't work to get good shots. Our shots were not good ones, and so if we're not getting good shots, I can't point to shot making as a reason we lost. I point to we're not getting good shots, and then you, as a coach, you have to look into why, and that's what the last couple of days have been. So we're focused on our execution and on getting better shots.
How much of it is Kevin's catch zone right now?
I have to turn and look at you because that's why I won the Rudy.
His catch zone, I mean, it seems like, especially last game, he's catching the ball 27 feet from the hoop.
That's execution. That's if we're catching it on our heels and we're, you know, 30 feet from the hoop, then we're not running our offense well, and we're allowing the defense to dictate. So that's a big part of what we have to do.
Where did you
change that? I mean, is it just Kevin has to
This is basketball. This goes back to John Wooden basketball camp, you know, when you're in sixth grade. You can't just rely on your talent. When a team's getting into you and they're putting pressure on you and they're switching everything, you got to execute. It's the basics. It's the fundamentals. Getting open. Better passing, better ball movement, but it all starts with the force with which you play. And I know I keep going back to that that comment, that phrase, force, but standing and waiting for a ball 30 feet from the hoop, which we were all doing, that's not playing with force.
Where do you feel the absence of Andre?
Well, Andre does a little bit of everything for us, obviously. You know, one of the best defensive players in the league, and the versatility that you have to have in the game today. I think Andre embodies that. And obviously he's a point forward for us. He settles us down. Fewer turnovers seem to happen when Andre's on the floor. So, he's obviously a very important player for us. Finals MVP a couple years ago. So hopefully he can play. If not tonight, then hopefully he can play in Game 6.
In a game like that where the offense is somewhat unfocused and scattered, what could he have done maybe in the fourth quarter with that group?
All of the stuff I just mentioned to you. Get us organized, play defense.
Steve, what are your thoughts on the NFL's reaction to the anthem?
I think it's just typical of the NFL. You know, they're just playing to their fan base, and they're just, basically trying to use the anthem as fake patriotism, nationalism, scaring people. It's idiotic, but that's how the NFL has handled their business. And I'm proud to be in a league that understands patriotism. In America is about free speech and about peacefully protesting. And I think our leadership in the NBA understands that when the NFL players were kneeling, they were kneeling to protest police brutality, to protest racial inequality. They weren't disrespecting the flag or the military, but our president decided to make it about that. The NFL followed suit, pandered to their fan base, created this hysteria. It's kind of what's wrong with our country right now. Is people in high places are trying to divide us, divide loyalties, make this about the flag, as if the flag is something other than what it really is. It's a representation of what we're about, which is diversity and peaceful protests and ability to right to free speech. So it's really ironic, actually, what the NFL is doing.
Speaking of that irony, Steve, like, what do you make of just the NBA? I mean, there is more of a formalized policy with the anthem, but there seems to be more of an outlet that they promote for guys to be open.
Well, the NBA is, I mean, Adam and the league's leadership, we feel like we're partners, the players, coaches, management, league management, we feel like we're all partners. And I'm really proud of our players around the league for really being community leaders, being outspoken for good, for the change in that we need, whether it's, I know tonight we'll be honoring the victims of the Santa Fe shooting. A lot of our players have been outspoken in terms of gun safety, gun violence, and our league supports that. And I think we're proud to be part of a whole group that is just trying to make our country better and make some changes for the better. So I'm proud of the NBA for that.
Did you feel that partnership when you came into the league as a player, or has that changed since?
I think it's evolved over time. When I came into the league, I don't think social issues were at the forefront of society. I think we were just in a better place in terms of what was happening in the world. I think we were more united. I think the country has been divided over the last decade or so, or maybe since 9/11. And I think since that time, I think the league and the players have grown closer in terms of becoming partners and trying to improve communities. I think David Stern had a lot to do with that, and I think Adam Silver has really taken that that leadership mantle and made it a priority.